2020 has not gone exactly as Knoxville quarterback Kieran Nichols had planned, and I'm not just talking about football. Since last basketball season, Nichols saw high school track and field season get blown up by the pandemic. That lasted into the summer when he could barely play basketball, and his football season was late in getting started due to an off-season injury. Through all that, Nichols is still not ready to give up on the season and is finding positives in an otherwise season of struggles.
There's honestly been a lot of positives. Obviously, our record doesn't show that, but just kind of how this group of guys, smaller group of guys, not a lot of numbers out this year, but everybody just comes in and competes every day in practice and really makes each other better. And I think we've seen a lot of improvements from the first game of the year to now, and it's helping us get ready for the playoff game, yeah.
Nichols is one of the seniors on this year's Panther squad that has had to utilize several freshmen in the lineup due to a rash of injuries this season. Nichols knows what it's like to be a freshman when it's live action, and he, along with the other seniors, have been good to bring along the younger Panthers and get them ready for the future.
It's a big responsibility to kind of lead those young guys because we do have a lot of them playing, and you know, it'll be getting them ready for the years to come for them. But we all take it pretty well, and we got a good group of guys that have played all 4 years that love to be out here, and they've been around good teams like last year's team and the team my freshman year. So we had some good leadership examples before us, and we kind of try to follow that.
As I told you, Nichols' season got off to a late start due to an off-season wrist injury. In week one against Fairfield, he was unable to play, and freshman Noah Kiefer stepped in. Nichols made sure all week to get the freshman ready and to be the leader that everyone expected him to be.
Before that first game, I would kind of just talk to him in practice and just talk him through stuff that he'd see in a game that he maybe wouldn't see in practice, and just tell him not to get too worked up about it and that everyone makes mistakes.
Kiefer went on to throw for 178 yards in that week one contest. This week, the Panthers take on Fort Madison in the first round of the playoffs. Nichols says if they can keep the Bloodhounds from getting big plays, his team will have a chance for the win.
They spread it out quite a bit. They're a screen-heavy team, and they got a couple good athletes. They're just pretty athletic across the board. We just need to come out and try to contain their athletes and not give up big plays. They tend to make a lot of big plays and put up a lot of points, so if we can kind of keep them grounded and do our thing, I think we should do well.
Of course, everyone knows that Kieran Nichols' first love is basketball. During his junior campaign with the Panthers, he led the team in scoring nearly 26 points per game, and he joined a 1,000-point club. He also tied a single-game scoring record in a game, putting his name on the same line with Brad Davis. Nichols is not about records, but says it's nice to be mentioned with some of the greats of Panther teams past.
To be honest, I really try to not think about it as me setting a record, more as me just reaching a point where those guys, you know, made it before I did. Like I said, I've always talked to my dad about Brad Davis and heard about how good of a player he was. And so it's just really cool to see my name up there with him, and hopefully one day I'll be as good as him. But
after Nichols' senior year, he wants to go to college and play basketball. Where? He's not decided just yet. But until then, Kieran Nichols will see what he can do to help the Panthers pull off an upset in the first round of the playoffs in Fort Madison.
Nichols takes a snap, looks around. Now he's going to run it himself. He will get towards the far sideline. Has the first down, down the sideline, diving touchdown!
For KNIA KBS Football Friday Night, I'm Derek Cardwell.